original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of their shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this will take you directly to our archive page, and that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Our shows are also available for download on Stitcher.com and also on iTunes under the podcast section. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box and you will find us. Now, if you want to know about all of the future guests, that's a totally different website. That is our official website, and that is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and we have our guests from January. Actually, we're always booked 6 months or a year in advance, so it's probably whatever January, as it would say, June, till June, so go there, and if you want to be a guest, if you work in the industry professionally and you want to be a guest, by all means, email us and let us know what you want to do. Okay. Now, as always, we have a fantastic, incredible, mesmerizing, sexy, salacious girl today. Everybody's been waiting for her to come on this show. I've been spreading the word like wildfire. It's been out of control. We've been waiting for her. Sherry Godfrey. And she is the CEO and creative director of the Diamond Bettys. And they are Hollywood's most beautiful, sexy sirens is what I'd say, sexy sirens, and talented pinup entertainment group. And I can personally vouch for them because my birthday party was last Saturday night and it was a blast, and they performed. And boy, people were losing their minds when they came out. They did such a great job. Oh, I cannot tell you, if you want someone hot, sexy, gorgeous women who are professional dancers for your party for this holiday season, this is absolutely perfect. There couldn't be anything better in the office or also at your personal party. I can highly recommend them. Oh my God, I can't wait until next. I'm already excited about my birthday party next year. That's how good these girls were. They were on fire. And as a matter of fact, one of the producers, a friend of mine, was at my birthday party, and he was so impressed with them that he hired them to come to his monthly Shorts and Stuff Festival, which is held at Skitty's Lounge every month on a Monday. And they came out and performed, and they set the house on fire. It was a woot woot, and I felt like putting on that song. What's that song from back in the 70s? Burning down the house. Yeah, because that's what they were doing, my honeys. That is what they were doing. So go to her website now if you want to see what this little sexy thing looks like. It is diamondbettys.com. DiamondBettys.com. She also has a personal website, which is Sherry, Sheri, Godfrey, Godfrey, .com. She's also on Facebook, the Diamond Bettys, Twitter, Diamond Bettys, Instagram, Diamond Bettys, LinkedIn, the Diamond Bettys. My goodness, they're all over Facebook. Sherry Godfrey, Twitter, Sherry Lee Godfrey, a little different. Instagram, Sherry Lee Godfrey, and LinkedIn, Sherry Godfrey. So go there now and get a look at this hot mama, because that is who is sitting in the radio station with me right now. And I know all you men, put that Vaseline down. Don't even try it, boys. Not now. Wait until after the interview, because I'll be thinking about what you're doing. I know you're up to it right now. Welcome, my Hi. Sherry. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Oh, my God.
You are so happy to be here. You are on fire, by the way.
Oh, my God. I'm like all the time. Not a drug or alcohol in my system.
That's what people say about me. You pick it up a notch and you stay there.
Are you from the East Coast?
I
think
am.
It's Cassine. That's why.
Yep, East Coast and Italian.
Oh, there you go.
Don't be confused by the last name.
Jersey?
Well, no, actually born and raised in Toronto, Canada, but mama's straight from Naples.
Okay, there you go. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump down to Connecticut and New York and Jersey.
And all my family lives in Westchester, New Rochelle, the Bronx.
Okay.
And I lived in Manhattan for a long time. So
see, that's where you get it. I tend to find people in California are a little, love my Californians, but they're a little slower.
Yes.
You know?
Love my West Coasters.
They're a little more relaxed.
But they are on their own time.
Yes,
and a lot
they
of people
are.
Have a hard time dealing with me because
they
I
do.
Am. Go, talk.
They sometimes look at me like, is there something wrong with her? Do you get that
people
too?
People ask me all the time, are you okay? What are you on? How many coffees have you had today?
True.
And I'm like, I am on life. I want to hustle. I have things to get done today and in the next 10 years, 50 years, and the next lifetime.
It's true. People just don't realize that time is so short and we run out of it fast. It was just like yesterday that I was in my Madonna outfit and rocking the cat. Casbah and hungry like a wolf. And that was the 80s.
Yeah.
And now, oh my God, I don't even know what it is. It was the 80s, the 90s, I guess the 2000s. I don't know what they call it now. The
10s. What do they call it?
I think, but the 10s reverts back to like back in the 1900s.
Yeah.
So I guess we're starting over.
And times are so different.
Oh,
times
God, are
so
they
different.
Ever?
I'm not trying to age myself.
Yeah, well, you probably
I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you a little bit. I'm going to read a little bit, a brief bio of the Diamond Bettys. Now, the Diamond Bettys, they are Hollywood's most beautiful, I'm telling you for sure, as they said out here in the 80s, Hollywood's most beautiful and talented pinup entertainment group. And the Diamond Bettys love everything, as I do, about the 40s and 50s culture and style and music. And you always get excited when you see the audience go wild, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
what a rush.
Their shows began as a fascination with the timeless allure of the classic pinup. Oh, my God. My mother used to say that I had legs like Betty Grable back in the 80s.
Oh.
And I didn't know the woman's legs were insured for like $1 million. But I love that little pinup look. So
exactly. My mom used to call me Sophia Loren.
Oh, yeah.
Even
I
as like a
that.
Young little girl, she's like, already, you are too young to be walking with your hips like that. Of course, with her. She didn't say it like that. She was like, Machiri, what the how you walk with those hips? Oh, my God, I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Let's get her to the doctor right away. Now, their shows and appearances pay tribute, again, to the women of those eras from the original pinup herself, Betty Grable, who we were talking about in the 40s, all the way up to the infamous Betty Page in the 50s. And the Diamond Bettys remind us to continue to be proud of our beauty and strength, and that being sexy is empowering. It is, and we know that. They perform for private and corporate events, birthday parties, holiday parties, and television, is that right? Yeah, television, concerts, clubs. They specialize in anything pinup, of course, as well as tap dancing. I know you can rock the burlesque and stylized jazz. And they provide singers, dancers, pinup models, and atmosphere with hundreds and a whole bunch of costumes.
Yes, lots of costumes.
Lots of costumes.
Yep.
So let's start out with what I like to start out with, because I like to know where, what, when. So when you were a child, what did you want to do or be when you grew up?
Right away, I wanted to be a dancer and an actor.
Right away, you knew it.
Absolutely. I've got pictures. I mean, 3-4 years old, I dressed up like Madonna. And
3-4 Madonna. Oh, God, she's aging me. Oh, damn. I was wearing her bangles. wrinkles when she
I'm
was
aging
34.
Myself,
okay.
Though.
No,
wow.
No, you're oh, not. Man. That's not good. But that's okay. We look good.
Yeah. Hey,
we're still
we
rocking
do.
It. So you knew you wanted to be a dancer. Yep. And now, so you, your mother, father.
I was always dancing and singing around the house.
So
and
did they
big
say,
ham.
Did they say, hey, let's get her in classes?
Right away. I was in classes okay. at 3 and 4 years old. I started with jazz, tap, and ballet.
Okay.
And I excelled at tap right away. Just loved the rhythm. I played piano for years, and I spent my entire childhood in high school, university, and now doing everything and anything I can to dance and act. And
so your parents, most parents try to steer their children away from the entertainment industry. Were they all pro? Let's go.
They were. I mean, especially my mother coming straight from Italy, and these are things that she didn't grow up with or really, you know,
maybe wanted to.
And she saw my passion. I'm an only child that she pretty much was like, well, this girl's got some fire. Let's see where it goes. That being said, I really, in order for me to stay in dance classes and whatnot, I had to do really well in school. My
yeah.
grades fell.
Okay.
I, you know, it was always that threat, like, okay, if you fail, we're taking you out of dance. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do great. I have to be on the honor roll because I can't quit dancing. Oh my goodness. So I had that kind of fire under my butt from her too. So
yeah, I'm an only child, only it was the opposite with me. Your grades fall. That's it. You're working this summer. That's
yeah.
it. You're shining shoes and selling lemonade. So you knew right away you wanted
right
to be
away.
A dancer. Did you have other little friends that you would get together and start your little
Absolutely.
Dance group? Tell me
yes,
about it.
Yes. So right away, you know, your dance classes become your family,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the mothers become, I mean, it wasn't dance moms kind
oh,
of thing.
Oh, yeah,
it
I was going to ask,
yeah,
is it
no.
anything like dance moms, Abby
it
Lee
is.
Miller?
It is. I lucked out that I went to one of the best studios, I think, ever, and we just lucked out that the parents kind of, they stayed out of it, and we trusted the teachers, and they did what they needed to do, and they kind of made us the most professional, dedicated, best dancers that they could without that, you know, outside. Like, my mom wasn't there like, oh, what are you doing with my daughter? Oh, you're not pointing your feet. She was like, I'm dropping my daughter off. I trust you. You let me know what you need. You let me know if there's problems. And then...
So back then, the mothers would drop the kids off. They wouldn't be staying there hanging
out. At my studio.
Out.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they could, but a lot of times, like, because they wanted us to focus.
Yeah,
just like,
it's
you
so
would,
much
would you
better.
Want your mom watching you in high school?
I don't understand. Like, why do these mothers have to hang out all day long and watch their kids? I don't understand. Like, I watch all the dance shows, Dance
yes.
Moms, Abby Lee Miller, blah, blah, blah. And I don't understand why they're all up in each other's
yeah.
grill.
I mean, I understand the support, and I love that. I think that's a great thing. Like, you support your children, but
yeah.
And then when I teach as well, it's like it's very or choreograph.
But
it's very
but they
difficult.
Argue.
They
argue
do.
In front of the kids and use curse words.
Yes. And it's difficult to be a professional and then have someone watching your every move, because then you can't get the best out of your students
yeah.
or your dancers if someone's always like, what are they doing? Why are they doing that? But, you know, it's
yeah. And then your
yeah.
kid's getting a lead role or your kid's
yeah.
getting a solo, and it makes the kids feel bad. And you know, even though I see on Dance Moms how the kids are for the most part supportive, I do think that the mothers are creating a little bit of animosity and
Absolutely.
A lot of competition between them,
and it doesn't
and creating an air of being fake too.
Yeah, and again, that's, you know, then we both know that's television.
Oh my God, we could talk about
yes.
that forever. So obviously you're trained professionally. Now,
yes.
did that continue up when you were in high school? Did you go to college?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So tell us where you went, what you studied.
In high school, I continued to study. I trained at my studio, and I also did drama and acting in high school, which I think I did really well at.
I'm sure you did.
And because of that, I auditioned for a theater school at a university level in Toronto called Ryerson University.
Okay.
And it pretty much is like a Canadian FAME,
mm-hmm.
where it's all dancing, acting, singing, theater history, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 4 years, a 4-year program, and a lot of our professors were straight from Wales and...
From Wales?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh,
I know. It's all fancy.
You've hit the bubble on that.
Yeah.
I love, no offense, Albert, I love British men. I can
was,
listen to the British accent 24
it was
hours
crazy.
A day.
Priscilla, it was insane. I'm talking, they worked you know, we had to work on losing our Canadian accents, which I don't think I really had a crazy one in the first place.
I haven't heard you say a boat.
No.
Not at all.
It's not...
You haven't said it.
I don't think I ever did. But I also grew up with Italians.
Oh, okay.
And they don't do A.
No.
They oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
You know.
Mangia is all I heard. So you studied various styles. Any style, you're in high school, you're going, okay, I'm going to go to college. I want to start majoring. Or do you have to do that as a dancer? Like, you really have to pick lock your major in when you're little.
Like, I feel like you have to do everything. You have to do everything all the time. It's the only way to stay competitive in this industry.
Okay.
Because even if I'm not the best hip hop dancer, mm-hmm. but I will still train in it and I will still take classes, because you may not have to be a featured hip hop dancer to get that role.
Right.
Or you don't need to be a hip hop choreographer to do a pinup dance group. But understanding that and being able to communicate that kind of genre will help you across the board. Just like ballet is the foundation.
Right.
You get the terminology for mm-hmm. everything else. You understand the base. So when you
were studying, did you have dreams of going on Broadway and being like a rockette or going out?
I did.
Or
I did. I never wanted to be a ballerina. I didn't enjoy ballet class, even though I went for most of the time. Tap was definitely my favorite. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed breaking the sounds down, and I just...
Did you do contemporary, lyrical?
Yes, contemporary, lyrical, jazz. I was a jazz bunny. I loved dancing to, again, I don't want to age myself, but in, you know, 80s and 90s, I loved dancing to Prince and Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson and Madonna and Paula Abdul, and you know, I'm with you. Those were my peeps.
All right. Did you go on auditions on Broadway for any shows or anything?
I did.
You had to go on the dance line?
Yes, I did. And here's where... Okay, well, here's the good news, Priscilla.
Yeah.
Okay, the good news is I was very, very fortunate and worked really hard, and I was in the movie Chicago.
What?
Yes. I was in the movie Hairspray. I love you. How excited you get. This is amazing. I'm taking you with me everywhere.
What? No, it's true. Because Hairspray. Wait a minute.
John Travolta.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God.
I was in Welcome to the 60s. That scene. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So we're talking Broadway. Did you say movie or play?
I said musical.
So you did the movie.
Yes. And I did the movie Chicago. Movie Hairspray, movie The Music Man with Matthew Broderick. I was Sadder But Wiser Girl.
Stop it! Oh, now we gotta rent all these movies, Albert, and look for Sherry.
Yeah,
were you doing the background dancing?
Yep.
And kicking?
Yep. In Chicago, I was in All He Cares About Is Love and Cell Block Tango.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Now, what about Broadway?
I gave you the positive first. My Broadway experience was always great as a dancer.
Yeah.
Auditioning.
Yeah.
I am not a singer.
Yeah. Well, who is? I'm not either. I like to think I am. Priscilla, I have tried.
I have taken lessons.
I feel it.
I couldn't.
It doesn't work out. I hear it in my head. I'm like, here it comes.
Love it.
Ooh, it's sounding good up there. Ooh, it's going to come out. And then it comes out and it's like, oh, what the hell was that? What is going on?
I just, as you can tell, and I'm sure listeners, you can hear as well, I have a deep,
nice husky
voice.
I like it. It's husky.
And for Broadway.
It's Demi Moore. It's very Demi Moore.
It is. I feel like maybe... You know, no regrets, but maybe if I had thought about working on some songs mm-hmm. back in the day that mm-hmm. were kind of
maybe
good
like
for my voice.
The Deep Torch mm-hmm. song trilogies.
You know, that's sad.
When love went away.
Feel me a grape.
Yes! See? You might still want to take some classes.
I know.
Say it's never too late.
Yep. But when I was living in New York, I was cutting up a 12-inch Subway, and I was eating a quarter for breakfast, a quarter for lunch, a quarter mm-hmm. for a snack, and a quarter mm-hmm. for dinner.
See? Yeah.
That's, you know.
Now that's how it is.
So paying for vocal lessons on top of dance classes and new headshots.
People think it's expensive to live in L.A. It is twice as expensive to live in New York.
This is...
Don't
Kingdom
complain.
Kingdom right here. Yeah,
don't complain.
New York is insane.
Yeah. The
but
only
amazing.
Thing better there is, I think, now I don't know, but the transportation system
transportation.
Is a little bit better.
Absolutely.
Everything's so close.
Yes.
You know, here, everything's so separated.
Although, you know, everyone used to say, oh, L.A. is so difficult. Oh, my gosh.
I was scared to come out here. They had me scared to death.
Me
I'm
too.
Not, I don't know.
And I'm like, you know why I'm not scared? Because I will never forget those rainy, snowy, slushy days where I had three castings, a Broadway audition, which means I brought four pairs or five pairs of dance shoes. Tap, character mm-hmm. heels, ballroom heels, mm-hmm. Change of clothes, mm-hmm. a binder full of music, monologues,
yep.
hair stuff, makeup,
yeah,
and anything
and
else.
You're rolling your
and
suitcase
I'm rolling through the
suitcase
slush. Across 42nd Street looking for the studio that's five floors up. And I'm like, if they're right, that song. If you can do it here, you could do it anywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's really rough. And then they just, oh,
yeah.
Next, next. And then I line you up. I'll never forget. I was auditioning for Der Rosenkavalier, which is an opera. And they had line up next. I was in a line and there was like 75 girls. So I never expected to get it. Sure enough, I got it.
Yay.
Out of 75 girls. But that was only because I was talking to the damn director. In
well,
the,
you
I didn't
say
know who
that,
he was.
But...
No, I was talking to him in the elevator coming up. I didn't know who he was. And he looked like John Lennon. So, you know, you and I talk to anybody, right?
Yeah,
are you
so
like
true.
Me? Anybody who listened?
Everyone, dogs, cats,
yeah,
birds,
so
plants.
I think he cast me just because he didn't feel like dealing with it. He's like, okay, I met her. I like her. You're in.
It's important,
so.
Though. It's
but
you know,
it was intimidating. With all the 75 people lined up, you don't really mm-hmm. it's just I couldn't do it. I don't have that interest in standing
there.
It
does take a certain person
it does
to deal
take,
with it.
That's right. You
and
gotta
to stick
be
with
really
it.
Competitive
perseverance
that's
and I
right.
believe in it.
Now I wanted to ask, what are your most favorite and least favorite things about your dance career?
Favorite first.
Favorite always.
Favorite. Favorite. Well, it's the only thing that really feels like home besides home. It's the most comfortable thing. It's the one thing that I know.
It feels natural.
It's natural. It's me. Mm-hmm. It's home. I don't have to question it. I don't have to. I can reflect on it. I can learn, grow, do all those things. But it's something that's just...
It makes sense to you.
It makes complete sense.
It's like you don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to mentally prepare for it.
And it's always been that way through the ups and downs. It involves music, which mm-hmm. is the universal language.
Of course.
So it's the one way we can all communicate with each other without having to...
And you bring pleasure to so many people.
And entertaining people has to be the
You're doing what you love, because that's what you do.
Exactly.
They say, if you
like
want to know...
Like, when you were jumping up and down at your birthday party when we were dancing, it just kicked us up a notch, and we're like, legs higher! Let's just keep going!
But it was just so invigorating
watching
you guys.
I wish you listeners could see some of the birthday pictures, because she is grinning from ear to ear.
It was
it's
just
amazing.
Lovely. Oh, well, because I secretly wanted to be a dancer. Never worked out. But back in the day, I could rock that nightclub. Back
see?
When I had my Marilyn Monroe body, I would be on that floor 3 hours. Men would line up wanting to dance with me, and they'd tell me I was the best dancer.
You
not
are an
like,
honorary pin-up
like
Diamond
dancing,
Betty.
But, you know, I could Vogue. Okay, let's. I was voguing it out. Now, what's the least
favorite? Okay, well, we're on a reality talk show here, so I'm gonna say financially being in the entertainment industry has to be the most difficult.
Yeah.
I think. Well, you know, I can't complain. I've never really had to give up what I've loved to do to support myself. My dancing and my acting and commercials and teaching and judging and all that has always supported me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not consistent.
Do you do this full time?
Absolutely.
Or is it, so
and I've never done anything else.
And then you have girls that work for you because you're the CEO and
yes.
and imagine choreographer.
And by full time, the Diamond Bettys, I work on that full time, but I also still continue to audition and
okay.
I still do commercials and live performances.
Mm-hmm. So you act. Yep. You act, dance, acting, and not sing.
Not sing.
No sing.
You know, it's so hard not to be.
But you could could rock a lip sync if you had to.
I sure
to.
Can.
Well, now, what characteristic traits for people that are listening who want to do what you do or want to become a dancer? And we have millions of listeners all over the world. So what characteristic traits do you feel it takes to be a successful dancer?
Oh, like, I got
really
this.
Really successful.
Okay. I feel there's two things. One, you definitely have to put the time in. It is not easy. You have to be in rehearsals. You have to be in class. You have to work on flexibility. So there, I'm giving you like the physical. Like you have to be physically
ready
to. And there are people out there that want to be dancers, but physically maybe they have very weak knees. Maybe they have a, you know, it doesn't mean you still can't be a dancer, but it's something that you do want to consider, that physically you need to be in healthy and good shape. And you must
obviously
take care of yourself.
No drinking, no smoking, no drugs.
No.
Maybe a wine or a cocktail once in a while. Because I watched that show about the ballerinas and they sucked down some alcohol.
They did. I mean, back in the day, that was the thing. Lots of a pack of cigarettes a day, a lot of alcohol. Liquid diet and Marlboro
Light. I was
Light.
Shocked. I was shocked when I watched, I think that it's called, it's a show, I can't remember what channel it's on, but it's called Point or On Point.
Is it that?
It's
that
about
it's
the ballerinas, our, all the ballerinas.
Current, right?
It's in Idaho or there's.
I know what
it's
you're
about a company,
seen,
West Ballet, and they're out there just chugging the wine right
I mean,
left,
dancers,
and they get like
we like to have a good time,
and then they have to get up and they work like 16, 17 hours. I don't know how they do it, and they are just thin as a rail, skin and bone. Oh, I could pick my tooth with them; they're so skinny, and I don't know how, because you know wine adds. So
it does.
I would think that's, physical,
and that's also just talking about ballet, but also definitely with all genres, physical, and not just how you look, how you feel. And definitely by that I mean
you have to be patient, I think.
Have to be patient.
Competitive.
And like I said before, perseverance, dedication. You also, especially when you get to a professional level, you really have to stop thinking about what everybody else thinks about you.
Yeah.
You have to be in it to win it for yourself.
Yeah.
You have to be doing this because you want to do it, not because an agent or a parent or your friends or anyone is like, we need to do this. We need to make it big. You need to make it big. It needs to be something that you want to do 24/7. Like, you love the work. You have to put the work in. Like my theater school teachers used to tell me, like, you put the work in, the results will follow.
And don't be afraid of rejection. It's just like going.
No.
How do you handle that?
Definitely. I will say that's something I've dealt with really well, and I'm proud of myself. I will give myself a pat on the back for this. I do not take it personally. Yes, of course, if I don't book a commercial or I don't book a job, there is an hour or two or a few days where I will cry to myself on the way home in the car. Of course I wanted to book a television show or be on tour with Beyonce or whatnot. And it may not just be right for you at that moment.
Yeah.
And you can't take it personally, because in this industry, if sometimes they need a blonde, sometimes they
That's
need
right.
a brunette, sometimes
right.
they need someone who's short, sometimes rockets, you have to be over 5'6".
Yeah.
And there are so many elements that have nothing to do with
yeah.
you. Absolutely.
So don't take
nothing.
It personally.
No, don't.
And sometimes you can walk into an audition and you may not be physically what they're looking for, but
and
because
they have
you
to.
Rock
and
the dance,
I cast
but because
girls,
you
I
rock
know.
It out, mm-hmm. they'll cast you for it. So it just depends. It can
depends.
Go either way.
It really, there are so many elements like that. And also, and you know, we all know, if you don't get a part, you know if it's because you may not have fit the part.
Yes.
Or...
And that's
when
okay.
I bomb it, when I bomb an audition, I go home and I'm like, you know what? I should not have worn that. I should have prepared a little better. Should have slept a little more. Like you know deep down inside why
yeah.
A, B, and C, why you
yeah.
didn't get it. And then you yeah. can fix it for the next
but
time.
But sometimes there are external circumstances.
Yes,
like
that have nothing
to
do
with you at all. So don't beat yourself up about it.
No, don't.
Now, as a business owner, now as the CEO and the creative director, what are some of the duties and responsibilities that you, because you have your own dance
company. I'm giggling.
What are you like,
I'm giggling because
like, what
are
you,
I'm
I know you gotta
like
do,
18 million hats
you gotta
right
now.
You got to
do networking. You got to do your own networking, marketing.
And now there's social media. That's
social media. Return those emails and calls immediately.
Contracts, emails, networking, costumes. And I'm at the point right now where I'm working on having auditions for more girls and kind of branching out.
With it being seasonal, mm-hmm. season coming up.
Yes, like especially with the holidays. And, you know, everyone likes a good brand new fresh start in the new year, and I'd love to have some new costumes to add to the hundreds I already have.
Oh, do you design your own costumes?
I don't design my own costumes. I design certain looks. I personally don't enjoy sewing, but I love I like to rhinestone and create different looks.
Oh, you like to bedazzle.
I do. I like to bedazzle.
I love to bedazzle. I am guilty.
So
I still have my bedazzler up in the attic of my mother's house. I bedazzled everything. I would bedazzle the window curtains.
You have to be careful because you can get carried away. Like, I have to step away.
Yes, it's true.
Away, you can take a photo, send it to a friend. Be honest with me.
It is not right when you start bedazzling and you're doing it 12 hours.
Exactly.
How many girls work for you and what are their names? Because we want to give them credit being
Absolutely.
Part of the Diamond Baddies.
Well, there's so many.
Let's start with the two girls that
the
were my
The two girls were Crystal Ellsworth and Vanessa Henderson.
Fantastic. Hey, gorgeous. Hi. Boy, and they can get you guys kicked your legs.
Yeah.
So you did a total rocket performance.
We did. We gave you some Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend for your finale, and we gave you a
big kick
finale.
I mean, the costume changes were so quick. I don't even know how you did that. I think you had like three or four. I can't remember because I was on the wild turkey. Four. I was like, what? Do you wear like one over top of the other?
We do.
It's
something we rehearse. Definitely. We have the bass underneath and then we choreographically figure out what comes on and off and when.
And I mean, and you came out in each outfit, you were so sexy and sultry. And I mean, with the garter belts and the fishnet
nylons. We had thigh highs and garters.
And then your hair was like total pinup
always
girl.
Always a pinup. Yep, the victory
and
rolls.
The makeup was perfect. Oh, you got to see the show, people. You got to call Sherry and book her for your holiday party. You don't even know.
We keep it classy and old school, but so sexy.
So let me know.
The girls are so
sexy. All sexy. So we did two of them.
Kara Schweisenberg, Krista, and I've got so many.
Oh, do you
Megan Kong. Yes, you can see them on the website. They're
on
all
the
website. Over. Yes.
DiamondBeddies.com. Mm-hmm. So all the girls are on there.
And
their bios.
All the girls I work with and that I use, we're all professional dancers and actors. So that's why I don't have just a group of 6 girls or 12 girls or 18 girls. It depends because we're all working.
Yeah.
You know, one of my girls was just on tour with Robin Thicke. So they're gone for 3 months. So
I see.
For me, I do, the girls are always there for me and I'm always there for them. But I cast depending on what event I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then what their availability is.
Oh my gosh, so scheduling people.
Scheduling
seems to be
so difficult. Yep.
Very difficult.
Yes.
Oh, so you've got to have
time management.
Time management. Oh my God.
That's a new lesson.
I mean, you're so rare. Let me just tell you, it's so special to have those characteristic traits because I find that a lot of artists, I'm going to put quotes up there because, you know, artists, but a lot of them want to just focus on the art, the craft, and they don't want to deal with any of the administrative stuff. So they can be super talented, whether they're an actor, singer, dancer, model, musician, but they just want to do their craft and they don't want to deal with emails and telephone calls. And
who does? I don't. I'm learning how to. This is new for me. But I want to succeed, and I feel like I know I have a good...
You have to do it.
You have to look at it. I'm looking at you, and I look at myself like a product, and I'm looking at my company as a product. As a dancer, I'm a product.
That's
I'm something that I take care of, and I'm selling.
Yeah.
And it is. I don't want
to
wake up at 7:30 and write emails all day or this and that. I'd prefer to be in a studio choreographing or dancing with my girls. But
you have to do it.
You got to think about that.
That's so important. I mean, unless you got somebody to do it for
you. You have to learn how to speak to. You have to learn how to communicate to people.
That's right.
Properly. You can't be like, well, I'm amazing. You need to hire me.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great opening line. But then we also still need to be a little humble with confidence, I think.
Yeah. So handle your business, people. Handle the administrative part. Very important. Now, will you step out one day and just run the business and just be like the dance?
Yes.
The dance.
Absolutely. I think I will always
queen,
have a cameo.
The dancing queen.
Yeah, dancing queen, I think.
And just have girls.
I think, yes, definitely. I you know, I will always be a dancer at heart. And I think I will dance
But you're
going to
end up teaching eventually.
Yes.
Right?
And I think, you know, if once... I think I would like to always make a little cameo, but I feel like, you know, there will be a time that, you know, and have to take a
step
out.
Well, you're going to.
Yep. And then I would host or you know, I would.
I mean, when you're 60, decades to go. But eventually you plan on having your own. I can see a whole brick and mortar shop, which is the Diamond Betty's.
A well-oiled
You would be competition
machine.
For Abby Lee Miller. Now, what are your short and long-term plans for the Diamond Betty's?
Short-term plans, I'd want to get through these holidays.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt successfully. I definitely just want to keep
it. Do you have the Santa baby, like the Santa outfits,
yes.
the real cute,
all that.
Sexy?
We do a Santa baby burlesque. We do a whole Rockette tribute.
Wow.
A lot of Harry Connick Jr. I like to bring in some.
And you go, you book office parties. So you go in and you do it for corporate events.
Corporate,
as well as
casinos, charity events. Birthday parties.
There's
Christmas
no
parties.
Event that Sherry will not grace. Let me tell you, she is an equal opportunity
and
employer.
And we cater to what the event is. If there's children, if there's, you know, families that don't necessarily want the burlesque, we bring in a complete 50s rockin' themed party.
A boogie woogie boogie boy company
type
thing.
And that's another thing. We love to do the whole, we salute.
And what's your long-term goal for
long-term that? Goals are to continue to create good quality, professional dance, theatrical work, you know, some long-term shows, a season here, maybe travel, television appearances.
I can totally see you creating dance numbers for charity events. Like, do you do that already?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not...
Well, at least
it's
can
not something...
see it. I can see you doing
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Priscilla.
They're
no.
like charity fundraisers.
Absolutely.
You'd be perfect to hire for a charity
fundraiser.
Yes,
we do that a lot this summer. Golf tournaments in Palm Springs, actually.
Yeah, celebrity events.
Football players and stuff. So I'm not going to lie, though. I'm not really a sports person. So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing
well,
the celebrity.
You can get in those LA, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfits.
That's not the problem. I can't remember the names of the football players.
See, no, me neither.
Sorry,
players. I only know one, Joe Namath, and I think that was in the 70s. I couldn't
name one. I'm not
going to
try, Priscilla.
I wouldn't even see that. We are so alike. Okay, so now in reference to the Diamond Betty's or your personal dance career, so it would be Diamond Betty's or personal dance career. If you had three wishes, what would they be?
And it has to do with my dance career?
It could be anything.
And it could
actually.
Be anything.
I was going to say Diamond Betty's dance career, but now it could be anything.
Okay, that's difficult. I'm a hard.
Well, I would say one dance. The Diamond Betty's be an international global name, like
okay, we're going to go there.
Michael
okay.
Jackson.
Yes, I would love to have our
no,
own.
No, Pussycat Dolls.
I mean,
like as famous as the Pussycat Dolls.
Even yes.
Or
great.
More famous than the Pussycat Dolls.
I would love a show on the Strip, and it'd be the Diamond Betty's pinup. I would love to incorporate the Diamond Betty's with artists and other musical icons and whatnot, and definitely international. I would love to travel with the group.
So
and
if it was
teach with the group and promote and just kind of give back in that way with an era that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you not love the 40s and 50s and what it represents and what it gives.
Yeah. So it would have to be an artist. Who is an artist that you know that really loves that? I can't think of anyone.
First, I think
because they're all
dead.
But
if you proposed to any artist nowadays,
Christina Aguilera.
I mean, everyone's already doing
she
it.
She likes that whole,
loves it.
You know,
I mean, it's
Marilyn Monroe sort of look.
Yep.
I think she was rocking that for a while.
Everyone does. Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So we got, else?
We got to get on this. Okay.
Two more.
So that's for the Diamond Betty's. For myself, I would love, we're doing wishing, right?
I can
live in my dreams
right
now.
Yes, you can live in the dream, girl.
I want to be on Mad Men. I want to be an actress on Mad Men.
Oh, I can totally see you on Mad Men. You've got that whole 60s look. Well, why don't you have your audition for that?
That's my plan. It's on my dream board.
We have to find
out
the casting director. Oh, you are.
I'm in classes, and it's my jam. I'm going to get it done.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hurry up, though, because they might be canceled.
Then we'll have to find something like it. But Mad Men first.
Mad Men. Okay. I'm going to check and see if I know any of my casting director friends who cast for it. Maybe you can get an audition.
Oh, that would
Just
be amazing.
Okay, last dream.
A dream come true. Last dream.
that you'll be able to dance till you're 60 and never have any serious injuries.
I want to be able to do kick lines until I'm 60, at least.
That's fair.
Thank you. Thanks for helping me out.
Yeah, see, we got your dreams.
But you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get home tonight, and I'm going to email you and say, guess what? I should have said this, 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 and you'll have to have me back.
When you're put on the spot, you never know.
I know, it's so true.
What is the hardest and easiest things that you encountered when you decided to first put the Diamond Betties together? For other people who are thinking about putting a troupe together.
Easiest thing is knowing that this is what you want to do.
Okay.
And preparing yourself, knowing it's full time, and knowing that it's a lot. You have to take on a leadership role. Mm-hmm. And leadership doesn't mean you're the boss. It means that you have to start really changing your train of thought and how you speak to people.
You better check your ego at the door.
How you treat people, check your ego at the door. Knowing that. So knowing deep down inside you're ready to be in that position.
Yes.
What I didn't know is kind of financially how little things cost people. Little things cost, you know, trademarking, LLCs. You have to go down to the courts and get a business license.
Yeah.
Because you want to take care of people. You never want your dancers to get hurt. You need to be insured. Costumes cost. People,
and you gotta pay minimum $800 a year, even if you don't make anything in California.
In California, 90 days after you start a business, an LLC or a corporation, they call you.
You better ship that $800 over, or you're gonna be.
They sure do.
You're gonna be. It is. It costs a lot.
It's worth it to be safe and be protected. But yeah, just the little things where I was like, okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know if you file DBA, you can be sued personally.
Yep.
But if you do the LLC, that's what protects you. Yeah. So just a
little
business tip.
It's just something. Yeah, I highly, highly, highly recommend LegalZoom. They're the most helpful website, and they have customer service. They help you with everything. I get monthly emails with advice. You can talk to lawyers for free.
That's
they
right.
are
they have
incredible.
Contracts. And I recommend the Business Box because I swear to God, I have like 2,000 contracts, everything you could possibly imagine. And you just download it and put in the information. So check that out. It's only $200, but you get, and they update it. It's businessbox.com.
Businessbox.com.
So before we run out, we got some more questions now.
Okay.
So the hardest thing, the easiest thing was that, and the hardest is the business.
Part?
Yeah.
Also knowing, you know, now your friends are working for you. So now again, okay, making that
fun,
transition. But so much fun.
Yeah.
Traveling with your friends.
And doing what you
friends.
Love is what I think. But the business part is probably the hardest.
Just the
thing.
Research. It's not even the, do the research.
So if someone else wanted to start a dance group, not here in LA, because we only have the Diamond Betties, but in other parts of the country, what advice or tips would you share with them to become as successful as the Diamond Betties if they wanted to? Not in LA.
Be specific. Be specific.
Figure out what brand
think about,
you
even
want.
Though it's dancing and you have so many things that you can do, you find ways to incorporate that, but be specific. Be specific with a name. Be specific with just like a rock band or a pop artist. They pick a genre of music, and especially for that first album or that first show, people want to understand you and what you're doing.
Right.
So as specific as you can be.
Yeah.
We are a pinup group. Are we a jazz group? Are we a burlesque group?
Right.
Do we only do tap? And then you could branch out from there
right.
if you want and you have other desires and dreams. But definitely start off with something specific.
And start out with your friends and tell them.
Your apartment. Do
in
some kickball changes.
Come up with some choreography. Mm-hmm. Everybody agree, but I would think that that's how you get it started, right?
Absolutely.
Branding.
An idea. Talk to people.
Make sure everything is consistent, people.
And
please.
That is, yes.
If your website is going to be Diamond Betties, then your email should be info@DiamondBetties, and then your Facebook should be Diamond Betties, and then your Instagram Diamond.
Especially.
But you don't want. Do you?
You can't.
See people who are trying to market and
it's confusing and then I can't find them.
Yeah,
if
you can't
if one
find
of their
them.
Things says, you know, that we do
John Smith and then it's Smith
John.
Yeah,
you have to be consistent.
That is very important.
Especially in
it
a social
really
media
is.
World. You want to keep your hashtags and your acts the same and
keep it consistent.
Because
that's
how
people can find you.
Because they will look for you.
They will immediately. People will Google you. It's a Google world, people. You know how
it
that
really
Christmas
is.
Song, it's a marshmallow world in the winter. It's a Google world
it
all
is.
The time.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google. Now, what is the best and worst advice given to you about how to handle your dance career? Best advice.
Best advice was never give up, persevere, which I have.
Never give up, never surrender.
Yeah, never surrender. The worst advice, I don't know if I've ever had any bad advice. I think I just kind of did my own thing. Worst advice, no.
People will try to sabotage you, I hear, in that business.
I didn't listen. Like, you should wear those shoes.
Or, yeah, you
yeah,
should
I never, I never listened.
You should. Okay.
I don't even remember. I think it went in one ear, not the other.
Well, that means you get good judgment on your own. Okay. So, your busiest season... Okay. Your busiest season is coming up now.
Now Christmas and New Year's. And then I find June and July were pretty busy for me for private parties and for the charities and a lot of golf tournaments and the casinos and stuff like that.
And I was busy. And they acclimate their act to whatever you want.
Anything.
So, and now I understood that you perform at a weekly
club.
Where is it? And how can we come see you?
Every Wednesday night at the 77 Lounge in Culver City.
77 Lounge.
So 70 the word with the number 7 Lounge in Culver City. They're actually opening one up in Studio City right next to Rocco's as well, which is what Whitsett and Ventura. And it's 9 to midnight and we perform burlesque. So every other Wednesday we just perform our own pieces, and then on the first and third Wednesdays we actually perform with a band called the Mojo Voodoo Gypsies.
Okay.
And also a lot of our costumes are sponsored by Musotica.com.
Ooh.
Yes, they
Musotica.
Yeah, Musotica.com.
Okay.
Anything you need: stockings, pinup bikinis, gloves, hats, Halloween costumes,
pasties.
Christmas pasties. Shoes, lingerie, crochet bikinis.
Stilettos.
They help us out a lot with a lot of our photo shoots and stuff like we do. 77.
What is the website for
Musotica.com?
No, the
77
the
Lounge. 77SEVENTY7.com.
Got it. Everybody. All right, boys. You want to see Sherry? That is where you want to go next. When? Wednesday?
Yeah, this Wednesday.
Oh, my God,
Wednesday,
coming
Miss
up.
Miss Laney is performing with the Mojo.
Are you performing the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
I'm not performing this Wednesday.
Okay.
But I will be performing on the 27th. We actually have some tap
27th. Oh, my God, when's Thanksgiving? Is that
the 28th, the Thursday.
28th. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, so you're performing the day before.
Oh,
so that's
be
a good
one.
That's a good
Come have a drink
treat.
With us.
That's a good Thanksgiving treat for you. Now, I understand that you are coming out with some custom pin-up calendars.
Yes.
Tell us all about it. Where can we get it? What's
Next
going on?
Next year. We're working on 2014. I have an amazing photographer, David Alley, and he has been a big support and sponsor for years with the Diamond Betty's. Mm-hmm. He loves us and we love him.
Of course.
And we're in talks and cahoots about
doing... So
is
it definitely happen?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have a 2014 calendar.
And you're going to sell it on your
website.
Definitely
going to sell it on the website, diamondbaddies.com.
And what other exciting things are happening for the Diamond Baddies besides the calendar and the pen ops? Anything else? Even with the girls? Any girls?
Girls. Oh, well, I mean, a lot of my girls are on tour with Robin Thicke and Britney Spears in Vegas. Yeah, all my girls are pretty amazing.
I cannot even think about Robin Thicke anymore after I saw him with... Who is that girl? Miley Cyrus?
Who is that girl?
With the finger? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I loved Robin Thicke because he is the son of Alan Thicke, who used to be on one of my favorite sitcoms.
I think we can't judge him off that appearance.
Oh, we love Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
But I keep seeing him with Miley Cyrus.
We have to fix that
for
you.
I got to wash it. I got to wash it out.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
have to work on
that.
Because I like that one song he did.
He's incredible. Yeah, he's incredible.
He's a good performer. Very good performer. And very last thing before we finish it up. Trials and tribulations of being an owner and a dancer. If you could just be one, would you rather be the owner or the dancer?
Oh, that's a crazy question. Okay. I would rather be... Well, no, we answered this already. Let's say this.
Yeah, because you said you'd rather be in the studio.
I'd rather be a dancer, of course.
But then you leave control of your career to someone else.
But this is the beauty of having your own dance company is that you can dance and you have control of how you'd like it to go. Yeah. Needless to say, I do trust my dancers and my friends that do, you know, I take their advice quite strongly.
Heart.
Yes. If they're like,
so
that
it's
does not work.
It's a very diplomatic process over there at the.
Because when you're dancing and running
Godfrey.
A business, it is. Yeah. You know, if they're like, that does
where
not
do you,
work.
Where do you do your rehearsals? Do you have a studio?
I
a
do. It's called
studio?
Dance It Off. It's okay. actually a very small, I lucked out. It's a little small salsa studio on Victory Boulevard and Coldwater.
Okay. Yeah, so someone will be coming to stalk you now since you told
her. I know. People have addresses. I'm there all the time.
That's
the
okay.
The studio
she has
amazing.
A body. Guard. She has a bodyguard. Okay, so we can look forward to you this Wednesday night.
Yes.
Not this Wednesday.
This Wednesday will be Miss Laney with the Mojo Voodoo Gypsies.
Okay.
At 77
Lounge.
In Culver City, Main Street.
Culver City. Mm-hmm. We got the calendars
got
coming
the calendar
out.
Next year.
January? February?
Well, we're thinking February, March.
Oh, but shouldn't you have them out in January? Because it's for 2014. You got to get those out in January.
Well, we're hoping to do a big Valentine's kind of explosion.
Okay.
Secrets.
Okay, it's a secret. All right. So
but
look for the calendars.
Yes.
Go to Sherry's website, which is diamondbetties.com, or her personal website, which is Sherry, SHERIGODFREY.com. We also have her on Facebook, the Diamond Betties, Twitter, Diamond Betties. Instagram Diamond Betties, LinkedIn Diamond Betties. You see how there's a consistency? This is good.
Yes.
She knows how to rock the business. Facebook, Sherry Godfrey. Twitter, Sherry Godfrey. Instagram, Sherry Lee Godfrey. And LinkedIn, Sherry Godfrey. So you can find the Diamond Betties. Please book these girls for the holidays.
We're so much fun.
They
check us
are.
Out.
Can you tell? They all have a smile on their face. They are drop dead gorgeous. You will be the hit of your office if you hire them. They'll be like, where the hell did you get this act? And you can say, on Question Reality. Oh, Lord, please not sing. Okay, so I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Say goodbye to your family and friend, Sherry.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Priscilla. You rock. You
woo!
Rock.
We will see you next. Oh, are we going to see you next week? No? Is that Thanksgiving? We'll see you soon. I don't know when the hell I'm going to be on next. Just tune in. I'll be
tune
back.
Tune in, everybody. She's
I'll
amazing.
Be back. I'll be back after Turkey Day. Okay, have a great week. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.